You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Donald Trump, inaugurated nearly 2 weeks ago, launched his own meme coin, a cryptocurrency that originates from the personality or internet culture. The coin was launched on January 17th, 2 days before his entering into office, and has now accumulated close to $100 million in trading fees over this time. The coin has reached $14.5 billion overall market value, now falling by two-thirds its original value. Questions have been raised about conflicts of interest and intersection of business and government. I spoke to Professor of Law and Business at the University of Auckland, Alexandra Andov, about the Trump crypto launch and the wider influence of meme coins and cryptocurrency. To start off with, what are some of the legal concerns you have with the Trump crypto coin?
There are several, but the most, I think, burning is A, regarding the conflicts of interest, right? The timing of publishing or pushing out the Trump coin and also the Melania coin was just a few days before his inauguration as the new US president. So that's one. And the second, which is the most interesting, is regarding the securities regulation, right? Because in the United States, majority of the crypto assets, so there is no specific regulation in the US when it comes to crypto. So depending on its function, it usually can be kind of boxed in the classical categories, be it, let's say, security or be it commodity or something else. And the big question is whether this particular meme coin that President Trump and a couple of other companies together released, whether it actually fulfills the definition of a security.
And in your article, you mentioned the Howey test. What is the Howey test? And do you believe that, based off this test, that the Trump coin qualifies as a security?
The Howey test is a very, very, very old test that the U.S. Supreme Court established more than 75 years ago. And ultimately, what the Howey test does, it looks into what is the purpose, how the money is kind of brought together, and whether the success of this particular investment whether this particular investment ultimately is based on the activities of a third person. The idea is, okay, am I investing some form of money into a pool of investment that a third party manages in one way or another? And do I expect profit out of this pool? And if the answer is yes, then this particular instrument falls under the category of a security.
Yes, so you do believe the Trump coin qualified as security.
Do I want to give you, I think that it is A, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. I'm sure they will review Trump coin and whether it qualifies or not as a security. Based on the existing, I don't want to say evidence, but information that is currently online and out there, it seems, yes, it definitely seems more as an investment, as a security,
right,
than just a mere donation.
And how does the timing of the launch, just before his inauguration, influence perceptions and potential buyers?
Well, I think that if you look at the conflict of interest laws in the United States, as a president, I would believe that you should not be having your own investment vehicles that people could, in one way or another, invest in and would depend on your policies or the success of that particular investment would be in one way or another correlated with the activities as you do as a president and whether these people ultimately would get any kind of benefit out of your actions as the president.
And do you see this as a step forward for mainstream crypto adoption or as a high-profile example of market manipulation?
I think that it's very hard to say about what it's very hard to, at this point, to talk about market manipulation. I think we will need to see how the coin evolves and what is going to happen to the coin. One of the main issues here is that it's a meme coin, and often meme coins are not that long-lasting, and we will need to see what happens within a longer period of time to this meme coin. So I think that the market manipulation is still to be determined. And regarding whether the crypto will be adopted or not, I think that, you know, together with other policies that President Trump announced, it seems that his government will be fairly open and fairly supportive of the crypto industry, which might translate ultimately in the long term that, yes, more people will adopt or will start looking into utilizing crypto for within their, you know, financial portfolio or for other purposes, depending on the particular crypto.
If it does, in what ways does the situation reflect trends of private businesses merging with political power?
Increasing trend, I think. The fact, if you also looked at the inauguration of the President Trump and the presence of all of the big tech companies there, including including Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos and some other people, it seems that, you know, government and businesses are getting more and more intertwined. On the other hand, they've always been somehow connected. The question is to what extent, and whether we have some barriers, whether we have some Chinese walls, whether we have some tools to ultimately protect more the public interest than the private interest. But that's another question.
And if business and government were connected at like a fundamental level, would that be a bad thing?
I will leave that for the people to consider whether they would want to be only, you know, governed by the mere idea of profit, and whether the, you know, profit should be the driver also within the public government and public governance. I would hope not, but I would leave it for your listeners to determine that for themselves.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.